The Schenectady City Council has unanimously approved an $88.5 million budget. The council tweaked Mayor Gary McCarthy's proposed spending plan that would have raised taxes and laid city workers off. Fellow Democratic City Councilor Lisa Perrazzo says everybody did a little bit of compromising.
But the end result, I thought, was highly successful results. We retained 17 and a half positions that were slated to be taken out of the budget, and people would have lost their jobs. We were able to reduce the proposed tax increase by 1%, and we also cut a raise in the garbage fee, which was originally proposed at $50, in half. To 25, which ends up being, you know, less than 50 cents a week for people. So given the times that we're in and given the circumstances that we're under, I think that it was a very, very positive outcome for a difficult budget year.
The adjusted budget will carry a property tax increase of 1.7%, down from the 2.8% proposed by McCarthy, who spoke during Monday night's meeting after the council approved the budget.
I want to express my appreciation to the council for their work and effort in bringing together a budget. It's still, we're operating in difficult times, and we're hopeful that rational minds will prevail at the federal level and assist not only Schenectady, but other communities across the state and across the country who are dealing with the ill effects of COVID-19.
The spending plan relies on more than $1.5 million in federal aid. Perrazzo says there is a plan B if that funding doesn't materialize.
Originally, that was added into state discretionary aid, and the mayor requested that we move it over into federal relief. One way or another, it would be almost unbelievable for us to receive absolutely no financial assistance from either the federal government or the state, especially, you know, during these times. Now, we were very conservative with it. Last year, that budgeted amount was almost $2.3 million, and we reduced that way down to $1.4 million. But, if we have to revisit the budget, we have to revisit the budget. But I would like to believe instead, my approach is, instead of assuming we're not going to receive that money, and, laying people off now and then adding them back into the budget later, let's have the faith that, the belief that that money is going to come through and we can retain these jobs.
Perrazzo calls attention to one item that was not factored into the budget.
The city did borrow $7 million to help with cash flow. So even though we can't show that in the budget because it's a liability, you know, that money does exist for us. So, you know, that is another reason why we felt comfortable taking the prudent step that we did with regard to the federal aid.
Dave Lucas, WAMC News.